It's another busy week in our big little town. It's time for Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Will Burney, and Ashley Bean Thornton is back to share some great events with us. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Will.
Nothing says spring to me like a good crawfish boil, and tonight is the fourth annual Crawfish for CASA.
All proceeds will benefit the Court-Appointed Special Advocates Program in Central Texas. If you're not familiar with that program, it provides support for children who are involved with the legal system because of abuse or neglect. It's a serious subject, but Crawfish for CASA is a fun event. It is a community-wide crawfish boil with music from 80s cover band The Spasmatics, Alive and Silent Auction, dancing, beverages, and all the crawfish or chicken gumbo you can eat. Tickets are $125 each, and the fun begins at 7 p.m. at the 301 Downtown Event Center, located at 301 South 2nd Street.
And tonight at 7:30 at the Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Building in the Jones Theater is the annual Cabaret Musical Review at Baylor.
If you love musical theater, this is your chance to hear some of your favorites performed by some of Baylor's most talented students. All the proceeds benefit scholarships for musical theater students at Baylor. The tickets are pay what you can at the door with a suggested donation of $20. It's general admission seating, and the box office opens at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30.
And assuming that winter has finally decided to leave for good, this could be a great weekend to finish up some spring planting with the Historic Waco Foundation Plant Sale.
Yes, they will have caladium bulbs, geraniums, and ferns. Funds will benefit the beautiful historic house museums. Plants can be pre-ordered by calling the Historic Waco Foundation offices, and the sale itself will take place from 9 until 3 on the grounds of the Earl Napier Kennard House, which is the one that's at the corner of 4th Street and I-35.
Saturday is also Farm Day at the World Hunger Relief Farm on Spring Lake Road. That'll be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can enjoy tours, hay rides, petting zoo, children activities, teaching demonstrations, and there's even live music. That's all for free. Farm fresh lunches will also be available for purchase from 11 to 2. And the Rootstock Wine Festival kicks off at noon in Indian Spring Park. This is a Texas-only wine festival and features food vendors, local breweries, and music. Admission is $25 online or $40 at the gate, and all tickets include a complimentary wine tasting.
Saturday evening is the March of Dimes March for Babies at Cameron Park Zoo. The money raised will be a lifeline for moms and babies in Waco and across the country as marchers unite to solve the problem of premature birth. The walk distance is 3 miles. Registration is at 5 p.m. and the march starts at 5:30 p.m. And then at 6 p.m. is the Putt-Putter Miniature Golf Tournament. This benefits Waco Founder Lions Club Projects for Charity. The entry fee for two people is $50. Food and prizes are part of the fun. Money raised will be used for the Lions Club. Many terrific projects, including improvements at Lions Park, college scholarships, Challenger Little League, vision screenings for children and adults, and much, much more.
And who doesn't love a good putt-putt?
Who doesn't love a good putt-putt, right?
So around fun. The windmill.
Yes.
And on Monday at 6:30 at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum, there will be another free spring lecture.
Yes, the Historic Waco Foundation hosts these lectures every year. The topic of this year's lecture will be the Civil War, and it will feature a panel with three well-known local Civil War experts, Dr. Robert Corwin, Joe Walker, and Professor Gerald Powell.
And Tuesday at the Paul Quinn Multipurpose Center on Elm Avenue, several organizations are working together to host a college fair that's specifically focused on historically black colleges and universities in Texas.
Prospective students and their parents will have a chance to learn about campus life, financial aid, scholarships, and much, much more. Be sure to bring transcripts and SAT or ACT scores. The fair is free. It will start at 5:30, and again, that will be at the Multipurpose Center on Paul Quinn Campus on Elm Avenue.
And also on Tuesday, the Waco Reads Book Club is winding up its study of the book The Glass Castle, and they're going to get together and watch the film adaptation. You can pick up a copy of the book at the library and read it before you see it with the group, or if you just promise to read the book next time, they'll let you watch the movie anyways. I promise they won't kick you out. The group will be getting together at 6:30 at the Central Library on Austin Avenue.
On Wednesday, bring your lunch to the pavilion at the Carling Bright Arboretum to enjoy lunch with the masters from noon until 2. Lunch with the Masters is a monthly event hosted at the Arboretum in partnership with the McLennan County Master Gardeners. This month, the program will be Dr. Robert Creech presenting Poetry in the Garden 2 by Wendell Berry. Meetings are free and open to all.
Well, it's certainly another busy week in Waco. Thank you so much for sharing these events with us, Ashley. You can find a full calendar of events on actlocallywaco.org. Have a great week, Ashley.
You too, Will.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.